bitch. I'm a bad bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. Can't get off the bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Nah, you know I'm that bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. I am that bitch.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to That Bitch Podcast. Hope you guys all had a fantastic past, well, I guess 2 weeks, just about 2.5 weeks. I was supposed to post an episode last week, but I am now back at work, and work has wiped me honestly the fuck out. Dealing with phone calls again is exhausting mentally and physically because there's so much brain power you use to deal with all these clients, and yeah, it's just... I'm over it, honestly, already. Now I'm doing paperwork stuff, so it's not as bad, but I'm still, like, mentally exhausted after the end of the day. And then wanting to go back home and use the computer again to podcast or look at other stuff or do editing. It's like, I don't feel like doing that after I'm done work because I'm on a computer for 8 hours a day. So that would be why I have not podcasted in 2.5 weeks. So, sorry about that. My apologies. I'm actually recording this episode on my phone. I got the iPhone 13, so I was kind of looking at it to see what it's like for visuals and then for sound, and actually it's pretty fucking good. I might end up changing it to just my phone instead of my professional DSLR camera, because it seems like this records a lot better than my DSLR camera does. So, my past weekend, I went on the After Party podcast. I was a guest on it. We podcast for like 2 hours. It was very long. I drank quite a bit of wine. I definitely paid for it the next day. I felt pretty sick. Yeah, it was a long ass episode, but it was lots of fun. They had kind of like a setup in the one guy's basement. Mine's in the basement, but not like the way they have a setup. Oh my god, and now Penny wants to squeak a dog toy. Penny, no. And then I got Phoebe that wants to take the dog toy away. Anyways, yeah, we were recording in their little basement studio area. But yeah, I'm trying to do this on a new little setup. iPhone, ring lights, laptop, yada yada, without my microphone. I could actually plug in my microwave phone. Oh my god, I can't speak today. I could plug in my microphone, but then I gotta go dig out this cord in my box of stuff. As you can see, my cat has joined the podcast as per usual. He likes to enter, usually at the beginning. So he's right in front of the camera, so just don't mind him. Penny. Now Penny's making noises. Okay, so tonight's episode, I have decided it's going to be about feminism and feminists and all that stuff, because recently I've been watching and listening to this website. Recently I've been watching these videos on Jubilee on YouTube, and they have like this middle ground type of series. So you'll have one side is this, one side is that. So I've been watching a lot of like feminists versus anti-feminists, and then conservative versus liberal type of things like that. And I watched this one episode with feminist men and then anti-feminist men, and I was shook at the answers by a lot of the anti-feminists. I'm gonna bring it up on my computer to tell you what the questions that were asked, and then kind of we'll see what my response would be to the questions. And my cat has came back. Okay, so I brought it up on my computer. And these are the questions that they were asking on Middle Ground on Jubilee. Okay. The first one was, do women have it easier? And as you could expect, the anti-feminists were like, oh, yes, they have it easier. It's so much harder for us, blah, 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 blah. So of course the anti-feminist men were like, oh yes, of course they have it easier. I don't think they took into consideration the way females feel when we go into an interview or a business field that is predominantly run by men, and that's who always work there. And it ended up being what one of the guys had said in there, was that these women come into these interviews and it's men in the interview, and they have to realize they have to speak louder or they have to feel intimidated. And the one anti-feminist guy was like, well, it's their own fault that they feel intimidated. It's their own fault. They're going to deal with it. But I don't think they understand the reasoning why we feel that way about men in interviews and in certain businesses. But it was just this whole episode was really, really hard to listen to be honest, on Jubilee. The next one was, there's no wrong reason to have an abortion. So out of all of the feminists that are males and anti-feminists that were males, two of them disagreed about the abortion question. There's no wrong reason to have an abortion. And I actually commented on the YouTube video because of what one of the guys said for their answers. One of them said, well, they always say that, it's both of our decisions and it affects us too and yada, yada, yada. Yes, that's true, but that doesn't mean there's no wrong reason to have one. I mean, I'm pro-choice, and there's lots and lots of reasons why women have to have them and go through them, especially like medically. That this one guy on the there's this one guy that answered the question and said, well, you're killing that innocent life. But then the other guy who was feminist said, so you'd rather sacrifice the woman who is alive and is a full human being, you'd rather sacrifice that life compared to this living thing, which is not yet a human, by the way. It's not a human for a while. It's a little tiny thing of cells, little sack of cells, okay, people? And basically, the anti-feminist said yes, because they want to choose the other life and not the woman who could survive if they just aborted the situation, usually way in advance or at the point where it's going to kill the mother. And then another one had said that women, we get our happiness, the most happiness, it derives from being a mother and having children. My comment was this. LOL. Women derive their most happiness from wanting to be a mom and having kids? Ha 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 ha. What world are you living in? And what year are you living in? I used to want to have kids, and then I realized, hell no, I never want to have kids. I'd much rather have dogs and cats. The amount of women who don't want to be a mother or don't want to have kids continues to rise. I don't know what year that guy is living in, but it's clearly not 2022. And then I also said, certain women want to be a mother and want kids, but lots don't. There are lots of women who have kids that really shouldn't. There are many reasons why some people shouldn't have kids, and I'm not about to list them all. Well, I could list some here. I mean, your living situation, income, you don't have any. You're not a good person, nor you say you have a kid now, you ain't a good parent with all your piece of shit, basically. You mistreat children who aren't yours or are yours. There's many, many, many reasons why a lot of people should not have kids whatsoever. And it always seems like the people that continue to want to have kids who are ones that really shouldn't have kids a lot of the time. So I'm gonna go into that one because I should not say much more. But I also commented and said, holy shit, this was really hard to watch and infuriating listening to certain anti-feminists. Because some of the anti-feminists did make sense. But most of them, what they were saying was absolutely brutal, to say the least. Now, the next one was, mansplaining is overly criticized. And the one, these guys then tried to explain what mansplaining is, which is mansplaining, but I don't think they fully understand what mansplaining is. I'll get the proper definition for all of you that are listening, because I know a lot of my listeners are actually men. So let's get the definition of mansplaining. Okay. Mansplaining. Mansplaining. The explanation of something by a man, typically to a woman, in a manner regarded as condescending or patronizing. Your response is classic mansplaining. So, here's another part, another section here. Mansplaining is a term meaning to comment or explain something to a woman in a condescending, overconfident, and often inaccurate and oversimplified manner. So it's like we could be trying to explain something to a guy and then they explain it right back to us, but usually inaccurately, like it said. Or it's basically the exact same, but just worded differently when we just told them we know what to do. It's basically explaining to us what we already know, or we just told you what it is and you're trying to do it back to us. And we're like, we know this. But the way they were answering it on Jubilee, nobody had the real right explanation. But yeah, the anti-feminist popped off, that's for sure, on that question. Okay, so the next question was, women should make their own money. Out of all of the male feminists and male anti-feminists, there was one guy, of course, that has to go against the grain and disagreed. And it's because in his mind, men are the leader of the family. Men are the ones that should provide for women. And I do understand there are lots of women out there that like that role, that like the original old time women stay home and cook and clean and take care of the children while the man goes out and works. Yes, that may be true for some people, but it's not all. And a lot of that nowadays has totally flipped. It is not like that. And nowadays, even men can be stay-at-home fathers and not just the women. Because being a stay-at-home parent is actually considered a job. There are, like, statistics and calculations that were done that explain how much a person should actually make at being a stay-at-home parent because of all the things they actually do as a stay-at-home parent. I'm not going to go full into that. That's a whole nother situation. But there is information out there regarding that. The next one. This one they all agreed on together. Well, I guess all disagreed. Period pain is over-exaggerated. Not a single one of them moved. And there was the female that was, like, recording them. And she was like, I'm glad nobody stepped up for that. Yeah, you would have had a big fight on your hands. And the comments in this section would have been way, way worse. The next one was, innocent men suffer from feminism. I see both sides of that. For myself, I don't consider myself being a feminist, but I don't consider myself being anti-feminist. I just know there are extremists on the feminist side that it's like they're trying to make it all about women now, when it's originally what it is supposed to mean, being a feminist, is equal rights. So I forgot to explain what a feminist actually is at the very beginning of the video. So I'm just going to make this clip and insert it into the video. Okay, so a feminist is an advocate of women's rights on the basis of the equality of the sexes, a person who supports feminism. So here's kind of like a little line. It says, there are a million of types of different women who consider themselves feminists but don't have the same agenda, which I think is very true. But yeah, that's pretty much what the definition is that they're fighting for equal rights. But I didn't know this, sort of did, but didn't overly, that there are different types of feminists. So, do I consider myself a feminist? Yes and no. I'm kind of like in between. Because yes, I do agree that we should all have equal rights, equal pay, and all that stuff. But then there are different types of feminists that are like extremists. So, I just looked up, what are the different types of feminists? There are three main types of feminism: mainstream, liberal, radical, and cultural. Mainstream feminism focused on institutional reforms, which meant reducing gender discrimination, giving women access to male-dominated spaces, and promoting equality. See, that's what I agree with, is that one. Okay, so there's first wave, second wave, third wave, fourth wave. Okay. So, For me, it looks like I would agree more with the first wave of feminists. Okay, and the next one, radical feminism, wanted to reshape society entirely, saying that the system is inherently patriarchal, and only to overhaul would bring liberation. It resisted the belief that men and women are basically the same. Cultural feminism had a similar view and taught that there's a female essence that's distinct from men. See, I feel like once we get into the cultural feminism side of things, that's when it's starting to get like a little blurry again, because then it's like saying that women are better than men. I mean, we can all say women are better than men, men are going to say men are better than women, all that kind of shit. But then again, you're no longer making people equal. So I just believe that there should be equal rights for everybody, men and women. Women can vote just like men can. That got changed how many years ago? Thank God. Because that was dumb that women couldn't vote. But I think we still need to work on having places of employment pay men and women the same. I do understand certain places like government and stuff like that, they're unionized. A lot of places are unionized. Unionized companies usually pay everybody the same because they're on like a pay scale. You have to work here for so many years or hours, then you get a pay increase. You start at a base and you get capped at somewhere depending on where you work. When you start to go to a place that's not unionized, that's kind of when I feel like that pay distinction that's not right, that's men are more than women, is when it's like a private owned business and it's usually owned by a man. Then that's kind of what happens. I feel like things have slowly changed, yes, but it's not fully there. But then again, think of it this way. In the porn industry, like OnlyFans and stuff like that as well, so the sex industry, sex workers, it's usually the female that gets paid more than the man. So it's like, are you going to want to change that then? But then there'll be the feminists that say, well, we should make more, blah, 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 blah. So I can understand both sides, but I don't know if I can agree with one side than more than the other. I don't know. It's a very sticky situation, but I would not say I'm like a radical feminist. If anything, I would be a, what's the first one called again? Mainstream. I would say I'm a mainstream feminist, if anything, because the radical starts changing way too much shit, and then cultural just keeps on going. Yeah. So, that's the definition and different kinds of feminism and shit like that. The next one is, oh yeah, innocent men suffer because of feminism. I could see why some would say that, yes. But I could also see why no. I'm not going to go too far into that, because I'm not a man, and I'm not going to explain how I think they are or aren't suffering. That's not for me to say. I'm not a man nor male or anything. And I don't identify as one either. The next one, it was women are fit to be president. One guy out of all of them, of course, the same fucking guy that always has to be the one that goes against the grain, had said that no, women should not be fit. And then the one feminist male, he had asked the other guy, so what if this female had all the same views, opinions, everything they had aligned with what you think, all that kind of stuff. And then he still said, so would you still not say that she is, or the female is, fit to be a president? And he basically said, no, because how we process things are very differently. But the one anti-feminist guy had said, actually, it's proven that we're more alike than not on how we process information. They always say females are more emotional than men, but I feel like that's super inaccurate. I mean, yes, we can be very emotional, but have you ever seen a guy lose a video game? Throwing shit, swearing, breaking shit. If we're gonna lose a game, we might say, oh, fuck, and then we're gonna do it again. Dude, I don't know if you men listening and watching this podcast, do you not understand anger is an emotion? That'd be considered emotional. emotional damage. Sorry, I had to. Yeah, so I think women are definitely fit to be president. But of course, in the States, they are in a very big patriarchy type of society, and that's just how they are there, which still needs to be changed. That's also another question on here. The one about how I discussed about like pay gap, that was another one on here. There are some men that said no, it isn't real, but actually some anti-feminists said it is real. The next one was, I haven't always understood consent. And there was some that did say they didn't, and there was some that was feminist and anti-feminist said that they didn't. Because I do understand how the lines can be blurred, because it is true. There are the stories out there that there were females and probably males out there too that have lied about assault charges and allegations and stuff like that. But then there's a lot that have said these allegations that were very much true. And I feel like consent would just be... I wish consent was easier to understand for everybody. I wish everybody would just like... I wish... How do I word this? Consent can be very simple. Basically, you just ask the person, would it be okay if I blank? You can usually tell, even without verbally, if somebody really doesn't want to kiss you, they're not going to allow you to lean in. They will pull back. If you clearly see and feel that body language is very not accepting and inviting, you can just tell it's a no. Sex, I would say it's kind of the same way, but usually and more now, you do need to literally say like, yes, let's fuck, let's have sex. Like, you don't got to say, yes, you may penetrate me. Nothing like that. I mean, you can, but nobody really does. But I feel like what people don't understand is that, I feel like I'm going to tear up because I've dealt with this situation before. When sexual acts are happening and the girl tells you no or to stop and you're not listening, once there is any part in there that somebody says no or stop, you fucking stop. Right then and there, you have no consent from there on. Maybe before, everything was consensual. Yes, it was good. You're having fun. But then as soon as one person or the other says, stop, I don't want to do this, no, anything like that, stop. After that mark, that's considered hard R. Hard R, which I'm not going to say the word because I'll probably get flagged on YouTube. And I've dealt with that type of situation before when I've told someone to stop and no and all of the above, and that person didn't. That's traumatizing. I'm still like traumatized, but I think I coped and cope well enough with the situation now. But it sucks to know and remember those events. The next one. Male feminists are in it to get laid. It was funny because some of the male feminists did come up and say, there are those out there that will say that. And they brought up this video from Jubilee, and it was about a guy that got asked, are you a feminist? He said, oh, hell yeah, fuck yeah, or whatever, because I know what's gonna get me laid, basically, or I know what's gonna work for me, and that's what the women want to hear. So there are guys out there that do say they're a feminist that really aren't, are just saying things to get in your pants. Which is very sad, honestly, but it's the truth. It's a sad, honest truth. But a lot of them out there are not looking for that, and that's not the reason why they are that. A true male feminist is not just trying to get fucking laid. Point blank, period. The last one was, I like living in the patriarchy. one guy out of all of them, of course, the one that always has to go against the grain, he came up and said he does like living in the patriarchy. So it's like, this same guy though said that he doesn't live in one. We don't have a patriarchy. We're not in the blah, 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 blah. But then agreed that he likes living in the patriarchy. There is one happening, especially in the States. And I will also get the definition of what a patriarchy is. Okay. What is a patriarchy? A system of society or government in which the father or eldest male is head of the family and descent is traced through the male line. Okay, so basically it's that men have the power over women. Yeah, so a system of society or government in which the men hold the power and women are largely excluded from it. So in the States, big time, especially in the politics, that's exactly how it is. They have a very bad patriarchy. I don't know if it's that bad here in Canada, but in the States, it's pretty fucked up. And you can clearly see that all over the news. Doesn't even matter what news cycle or channel you're watching, you can see how it actually is over there in the States. And it's pretty disgusting. Yeah. So I don't know if you're listening to this, think about it, look into it, look it up on Google, literally, let's look up what is feminism, am I a feminist, what do you agree, what you don't agree with. You don't have to be a male feminist to fully agree on equal rights for everyone, but, because some of the stuff that the male feminists were saying, I understand why anti-feminists are so against it and everything. But everyone should just be equals, okay? And women are not just baby-making machines that want to be mothers. We are not whatsoever. A lot of us don't want to have kids anymore because of how bad society is. For example, the patriarchy. And how bad this world is growing up in. And childhood is not like what it used to be. And literally the world is dying. So there's that. But yes, I would recommend anybody, male or female, look up feminism and see what it means. You don't have to fully agree. You don't have to be an extremist for being a feminist, a cultural or radical. You could just be like the first wave. Like I said, I was. Like, it's more what mine align with. But I wouldn't say out there and put it on all my social medias that I'm a feminist. I am extreme feminist, like anything like that. I just agree that male and female should be equal and should have equal rights. Bottom line, square blank, period. Yeah. So that's this week's episode. I think I actually liked recording it on my phone a lot better because I didn't have to overly stop, cut, and rewind to make sure everything was in focus, because an iPhone automatically does that. So yeah, I know it was a little bit of a different type of episode, but I hope you still enjoyed listening to it, because some people I know that I'm friends with don't even think about feminism or anything, or they just think it's dumb. I mean, this one may have less views because it's about feminism, but who cares? It's something that needs to be said because it's happening, it has been happening for a long time. But yeah, so I will also put in the link of the description of the episode of the After Party podcast. I asked what date my episode was coming out on. They said January 29th. So still got a couple weeks here. Prepare yourself for that episode. I was quite litty-titty and I don't overly remember everything I said. At least I know the names I said will be bleeped out. yeah, I was pretty brutally honest and it is what it is. I'll put it in the bio, but make sure you tune in a week and a half, and I fucking hope I have more energy these coming weeks and months after work to be able to do more podcasting and editing and all that fun stuff. So make sure you tune in a week and a half, because you never know what tea is about to be spilled next. Bye, bitches.